Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What was released on May the 4th? We took some calls from our listeners, and I finally got my guest spot. All this and more on this week's Streaming Star Wars.
Well, thank you very much, Clanker, and welcome to Streaming Star Wars, featuring myself, Pete Fletzer. Well, I didn't make this past week, but my co-host Nick Milkey from fellow ATG Cast Show podcast, The Wills, ran the show. And on Friday nights, normally, but this was on Wednesday, there's a lot of caveats in this, isn't there? Nick and I usually take to our YouTube channel to bring you a lively conversation about all things Star Wars. And this week, we were talking about the May the 4th festivities. Many things came out on that day, including the Kenobi trailer. There was talk about Star Wars Celebration and a whole lot of things. One of the exciting things, though, is we were joined by some really good friends, fellow podcasters, the Bombad Cast, Scotty J-Ro and Jerry Cable were our guest hosts, and we also took some calls from our listeners. Not to mention, we took a risk, since I wasn't available, we let ATG3, aka Clanker, take it from there and be the co-host with Nick. So, enjoy this week's episode, but make sure before we get started, you like and subscribe. Subscribe because you get these three shows a week. On Mondays, you get Streaming Star Wars. Thursdays, you either get Podcasts of the Wills or Around the Galaxy. And we bring you these lively conversations with the people behind the fandom on our Thursday shows. And on Saturdays, you get our 5-minute news digest, Disturbances in the Force, where we bring you all the news of the week with no spin, no clickbait, just keeping you in the loop on all the Star Wars happenings. And if you want to be part of the Streaming Star Wars show, all you have to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's going to be a link to it in the notes below. And if you want to become a part of the ATG Cast family, please consider becoming a patron at atgcast.com or patreon.com/atgcast. For as little as $3 a month, you're going to get access to exclusive content, receive some swag, and you can be part of the live virtual audience when we record Around the Galaxy and Podcast of the Wills. Follow us on all your social media channels at atgcast, and head on over to atgcast.com to also find out more information about us, access previous episodes, and get links to buy some amazing ATG Cast merch. And now, this week's Streaming Star Wars, after these messages.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Star Wars Day, and if I may be so bold as to say, May the 4th be with you. Welcome to a different version of Streaming Star Wars, the maximized superior version of Streaming Star Wars. Let's go with that. As you can see, if you're watching, it's me. You're used to me for Streaming Star Wars, but this is also going out on the Bombad Cast channel, so we're crossing the streams. Very Ghostbusters. It's against the rules. But anyhow,
I got it right here.
Pete is missing tonight, but I am thrilled to be joined by two of my favorite people in the entire world from the Bombad Cast, Scotty J-Ro and Jerry, the Cannon Junkie Cable himself. Gentlemen,
what is up?
Happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, and he is risen indeed. What do we say?
to that?
I don't think that's it.
I think that's not the one. That's not the one. My bad. But it's good to be here. It's great to be here.
The traditional and also with you, as the Mandalorian says in that one scene when he gets pulled over, and they say to him, may the force be with you. And he says, and also with you.
My favorite thing, by the way, from today was the fact that we found out that Temuera Morrison dry shaves.
Yes.
Incredible.
Deep cuts right off the bat.
Dry shaves.
There it is.
That's how tough he is.
Gentlemen, have you had a thrilling, exciting, fantastic Star Wars day?
Amazing. Kind of stressful. I'll tell you about that later. Jerry, how about yours? Was it good?
It was pretty good. Like, I think, Scotty, I think me and you, like, had, like, a ton of work to do today. Like, actual, like, physical, like, like real world, like earthly work.
Yes.
And like, I snuck away to, like, you know, my car. It was like, I'm taking medication. And I took my medication, but I also watched the Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer.
Yeah.
But like,
how many times?
It's well, only once that time, but like, I've watched it since I've been home, you know.
Of course.
I had a lot to catch up on. I had a late day at work today. Like, I had to, it's not Moon Knight Day, it's Star Wars Day, but I had to watch Moon Knight, I had to watch The Gallery, and then I haven't even finished Revenge of the Sith, but anyway, here we are. Mike, how was your Star Wars Day?
Who, me?
Yeah. Can I ask questions?
No.
Yeah, of course you can.
I completely threw it off, right?
To be perfectly honest, I was so hypnotized by the story you were telling that I didn't hear you say my name when you asked that question.
You know, it is
dry shave.
Very dirty.
Indeed dirty.
Dry shave.
Yes, my Star Wars day was also fantastic. I am halfway through the Moon Knight finale, which is not about Star Wars, but I had priorities. I had to get to that Kenobi trailer, which dropped hot while I was driving my kids to school this morning.
We all had something going on.
Yeah, we were all tied up.
Whoa!
And then I got to the Gallery episode, which was next in line. And then I also did get a chance to check out the Apple Skywalker sound thing, which is about 16 minutes. It's phenomenal.
Really good.
So I got to all that. And then I hit about half of Moon Knight this afternoon. But it's been a lot of fun. I had to work all day and do normal grown-up things. But this is how I'm celebrating. Hanging out with you and hanging out with a bunch of our friends that are here in the live chat. We've got a bunch of folks hanging out. Again, we're sending this out on the ATG cast feed and the Bombad stream. So we're kind of, you know, maximizing the fun tonight, recapping the day,
doubling it up.
But I feel like we can't go any farther without doing two things.
Okay.
First of all, we have a surprise guest that was not in the plans. I got a very strange message because this is how he operates. Very shortly before we went on air, but I'm going to bring on our guests. And the other thing that we need to do is we do need to have a toast because it is a holiday we're celebrating. Yes. And that is also something that's very streaming Star Wars. So first of all, I'm thrilled to welcome to the show our good friend,
George.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I don't know what I'm doing here, but it's exciting. I'll give you that. It's exciting.
Well, if I can be so bold as to point out, Clanker, we hear you all the time, certainly on the ATG streams, talking about, you know, reading our reviews and, you know, helping us, you know, sell our Patreon and involve
brilliant pros right there. Brilliant
it's
stuff.
Amazing. It's brilliant. And you do such a good job. But one of the things that you routinely complain about is not getting to be a part of the main show.
Let me tell you, I don't know what, look, first of all, Fletch couldn't make it here. It's May the 4th, for God's sakes. What else is he doing? So anyway,
Some people don't want it bad enough.
I guess not. But I'm honored to be here. I'm also impressed that you got Zach Galifianakis as a guest tonight, which is amazing. Who knew he was such a Star Wars fan? It's amazing.
Oh. Well, you know, I love Star Wars and I love Skittles. So
Well, no, seriously, thank you for having me here. I'm excited. I don't know what I'm going to add, but I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere.
We're going to roll with it. We're going to roll with it. We'll consider this your audition for future opportunities, and I'll be sure to report back to Pete and let him know how it goes.
Okay. Well, like most droids, they got to do the hard labor. They've got to do the work for us, like the computer doing the work for us right now. And I know AT, I'm sorry.
You mean like
Clanker.
Carry the show for you? Sure, I can do it.
Well, like, because Clanker, we haven't worked with Clanker since, you know, he hosted trivia for us. And if I remember that correctly.
Yes.
We beat Scotty and Spooksker.
You mean Jared?
Right?
Jared.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No. Oh, that's right. We beat Jared and Spotchka. I guess I beat Spotchka.
But it's interesting because he doesn't seem to like me very much either. Jared has issues with me, and
that's right.
And frankly,
as indicated on the screen right now, Jared.
Yes, and you know what? He wants to challenge me in trivia, which is hilarious because I don't even know your names, so I think he's got a pretty good chance at this point.
Well, but at the same time, you're a freaking computer, so like it's all just in there.
Yeah, I mean, I know a couple things. Right? I know a couple things.
Well, Clanker, let's do this because we are celebrating today and we are thrilled that you're here with us.
Thank you.
I don't think alcohol is really your deal, but if you've got like a quart of motor oil or something nearby,
I'm sure I can find something.
We like to raise a toast, and it is a holiday, Star Wars Day. So to Clanker, to Scotty, to Jerry, to all of the lovely folks joining us in the live chat, cheers and happy Star Wars Day.
Cheers.
To the Republic. Cheers.
To the Republic. Well, let's start with this. Clanker, how did you celebrate Star Wars Day?
Like I celebrate every day. I basically sat in the corner and waited for Pete to turn something on that I could work on for him. No, I was sitting here and I noticed that the live stream was clicking in and I was like, oh, good, something for me to do. And of course, he wasn't here, so I did it. But no, I did watch all the appropriate content, so I can comment on it. Okay. And I was excited. I love this day as much as the next guy.
Sure.
Clanker, when you watch any of this content, does it ever upset you to see your fellow B1 battle droids get cut down so easily? Do you feel that you could also be, a number like, in the Phantom Menace? I mean, we've got like hundreds of these battle droids getting cut down. Do you think that could have been you at some point?
I always like to remind people that the story is always told by the victors, right? So it wasn't quite as easy as they made it look. I mean, I survived, so.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
That's true.
That's fair.
Well, one of the big things that we got today was the Kenobi trailer. And I think it's probably fair to assume this is probably our final trailer. We got what was titled as the teaser trailer several weeks ago. That trailer dropped this morning. I'd love to go around and maybe let's start with Scotty and just kind of get, some initial reactions, thoughts, things that you saw that you liked. Of course, we got a lot of similar footage, but what were the things that, clicked the buttons for you on this trailer we got this morning?
For me personally, obviously we're gonna stay away from spoilers in terms of what they reveal. I think there's a lot in this trailer that could be broken down, on a very, very deep level. Some things that we got, like, was not expecting, Joel Edgerton to like have the Owen voice, because he had the Owen voice, and that was nuts. I was like, oh my God, because we barely heard him talking Attack of the Clones and any at all in Revenge of the Sith. So I'm watching it and he like does the Owen Lars voice and then like threw me off. I'm like, oh my God. And he has an incredible diss. He destroyed him. He was probably sitting in the shower every day thinking like, when I finally talk to this dude, what is my
this
comeback
going
to be?
Say.
Cool. And he wrecked him. That was a cool moment. Obviously more Kenobi dialogue, which we really didn't get that much of in the first trailer. Reva like having a lot of really big moments, already a name that like I'm comfortable with saying because of how much dialogue she got in this trailer. The Grand Inquisitor looked way better, not the diss on the first trailer, but like the whole body shot made a lot more sense when I saw it that way. Another big highlight was watching Vader get his armor put on. That was incredible. So those are the big ones. Those are the ones that kind of set me over the edge in terms of what I'm excited for. And I'm thinking, I really am thinking this is within the first two episodes or maybe the first three, because who's to say what we're going to get later? Because that was
and that's crazy. Kind of become a tradition both with Star Wars and Marvel stuff. Mm-hmm. The trailers that we got for Mando stuff, the majority mm-hmm. of it was the first one or two episodes, which we like. And yes. I was talking to somebody in a text message who said they were trying to avoid the trailers because they wanted to remain pure, like they said. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if it's released officially through some, you know, Lucasfilm, Star Wars channels, I trust they're not going to give too much away, that they know what they're doing. They're going to keep enough back to, you know, let it still be a good experience. Well, Clanker, you said that you've kind of kept up with stuff throughout the day today. What are your thoughts about this Kenobi trailer?
I just want the show to start already. There's been so much talk about it. I'm ready for it to just go. I would agree with Scotty. It was my favorite part was Owen giving Kenobi some lip. I mean, that guy needs a little bit of pushback. So I thought that was very cool. And of course, watching lightsabers is always, it's a little traumatic. I'm not going to lie. It does bring back some bad memories, but it's great to see them in action. And it's nothing says Star Wars more than lightsabers.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And it was nice. Yeah, you're right. They didn't show any glamour shots of it yet, but they showed a few things that I thought, you know, were suitable. Like they showed him with the blaster a lot. And you know what?
I was going to say, there's a lot of a Kenobi blaster.
A lot of blaster.
Yeah. I was dreading a shot of, you know, him and Vader clashing sabers. Like that must be saved for the show.
Save it.
That's going to be a huge moment. And we know we're going to get it. Nothing but all these t-shirt marketings that came out today kind of prove that. So like, that's going to be a great day to be a Star Wars. That's going to be an unreal day to be a Star Wars fan.
Absolutely. Right, absolutely. And we're going to talk about the day that those two episodes drop here in just a little bit. But Jerry, what about you? What were the things that, you know, lit up on your radar for this trailer?
Well, I mean, we can't give away too many spoilers, I guess, or anything like that. Nothing. I don't think much was spoiled or anything.
No, but I don't
like,
think so.
I mean, we all have touched on, I feel like, the moment between Owen and Obi-Wan. That honestly is the moment that makes the trailer.
Yeah.
That was the moment that made me gasp or made me go, whoa, okay. Like we're getting an actual interaction between them. And it's what we've gotten in the comics so far. Mm-hmm. It's true to what we're getting. It's kind of where you know it's going there.
Yeah.
But to actually hear the lines delivered by Joel Edgerton.
Yep.
To Ewan McGregor, and to see the sad look on Obi-Wan's face with what is said. Okay, can we we can't reveal what's said, I guess, can we? Or not? Or anything like that?
What do you mean?
It's a trailer, it's fair game.
All right. Scotty said something about spoilers, so now I'm all
nervous. I meant, I was confused too, Jerry.
I don't mind telling
you.
I've read
like,
a couple of
what are you talking
weeks.
About? Spoilers. It's a trailer.
Oh, yeah. Stay away from leaks, for sure.
Anything that's in the trailer is fair game.
Yeah, talk.
I haven't touched leaks, but let me tell you, you know, the vegetable nor the Reddit ones.
Reminds me of a joke. No, maybe not for here.
Yeah, probably not. You were right. So like, it is like something that he's been thinking about for a while. But just to hear the way that he says it, which again is very Uncle Owen, but just like the brutality of what was it like Obi-Wan saying, like, you know, when the time comes, he needs to be trained.
He must be trained
about Luke.
Yep.
And just to have that, oh, like you trained his father, is just it's so gut wrenching. Gut wrenching.
Yep.
Sick burn. Like,
it literally is, burn, bro.
Honestly, like my favorite part of everything, like, is it's the poster they released for this. You know, did you see that? Like the poster where, like, you've got. Are we getting Vader on Tatooine?
I don't know.
Because he's on a cliff with the twin sons behind him. I'm thinking. Vader gets so close, and maybe that's what, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the word we've been talking about, an inciting incident or like something that like makes Obi-Wan like scares him straight or whatever.
Oh, that would be good.
Brian. That's like that Vader would get that close would be insane.
Yes, it would. And so. I think what's interesting is all the Inquisitors are on Tatooine. Who are they looking for? Why are they all there? Like, it had a lot of questions raised, you know, and another cool thing too is You got, you know, Reva on the, I forget the name of the planet. I know they already revealed it, but the one with all the billboards and the, you know,
the noodle looking planet.
The planet with the noodles restaurants. Uh-huh. Yes.
And you can, yeah, literally. And you can see the scene where the, you know, the blasters are firing from her angle. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be intense. A lot of cat and mouse. And I think we haven't had that in Star Wars in a while where someone's being chased, right? The entire time. Mm-hmm. Someone's on the run, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm very eager to see how that goes.
Well, and I could see them setting it up, and I think we talked about this a few weeks ago when we talked about the initial trailer. I can see them setting it up as the heat shows up on Tatooine and Obi-Wan has to leave to draw it away from Luke. So he goes to whatever that planet is to draw the attention away, you know, potentially fake his death, sneak back, hide out, watch over, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted
to echo
the
first time he's faked his death. Just saying, no spoilers, that's right. But you know.
Been there before. You know, and I just want to echo what you guys say, certainly about the Owen thing. And that's what I said after the first trailer. I'm so intrigued by that dynamic. And I'm so intrigued to see that fleshed out, because when we get Owen and Luke in New Hope, you know, he's a grouchy old, that old wizard, that, you know, he's very dismissive. Yeah. Like, don't bring it up. We've talked about this before. I've told you not to talk about it. Like, there's a parental dynamic that you can. And so to get that developed, I will say the other thing outside of that, that really made me excited. And there was a comment, I was going to bring it back up. Matthew pointed it out. Did you see the quick shot of what looked like another Jedi?
Yeah.
That would be our good friend Kumail Nanjiani.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Uh-huh. And
I was so excited he wasn't the droid.
I am too.
For him. Me too.
Exactly. I texted somebody today and said he's not a droid.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. What's wrong with being a droid? Yeah. Okay.
There's only room for one, Clanker. That's all.
Right. You guys are sweet. I know you're full of crap, but I appreciate it.
But yes, I was excited to see Kumail show up in this trailer because I have been curious. I love him as an actor. Mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. The Big Sick, all the stuff that he's been in. Mm-hmm. And so I was excited to see
Eternals, which, wow.
Yeah. I still haven't watched the first 30 minutes of that.
Oof. Yeah, good luck with that.
All right, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Sorry. I got one word for you guys. Morbius.
I like that one.
Yeah, we're not going there tonight.
Kick him out.
That's right, we're done.
Bounty Hunters. Just saying.
Well, I mean, speaking of droids, nobody said we saw Forlom. My old buddy Forlom looked like he made an appearance, right?
Right.
Clanker, did you work with Forlom back in the day?
No, but, you know, it's all of us droids are kind of friendly. Like, we, you know, we see each other at parties and, you know, we give each other a look. We know.
That's right. Yeah. You know, the real ones know.
Hey, what's up, man? So Forlom, you think we're going to get, like, how many more bounty hunters do you think we're going to get? You think we're going to get like a Zuckus to go with?
Forlom and Zuckus go together like peanut butter and I don't know. Well, I can't think of anything too creative, but they were always together.
Cool. I had an interesting thought earlier today, and I guess this will shift me into the next thing that I kind of wanted to just pick you guys' brain about. Seeing the second trailer, we didn't get a ton of new footage, but we certainly did get some new tidbits, some new things to go along with what we've seen already. Does it shift or change any of your theories you may have had, where you think the story's going, that kind of thing? For me, the one thing that I thought kind of clicked with me was timelines. Yep. We know that this is supposed to be about 10 BBY, if I'm not mistaken. So we're looking at, you know, about 10 years before New Hope. That does put that in the same window as Solo.
Yeah.
Because Solo, I think, was 9 years BBY, like 10-9. Like, there's just enough of a proximity that, let's say, there's a call to all. Because you hear Reva, you said it, Scotty, talking about the dialogue. And she says, I want every bounty hunter, and whatever it is that she says, they're looking for him and they're calling in all their chips. So what if they call in Kira and some representation of Crimson Dawn or other scumbags, scoundrels, whoever, as a part of this chase? The timeline works. I don't know that we're going to get that, but we've also been teased by Deborah Chow with some fun cameos, some surprising cameos, whatever it was she said in that interview.
Well, I look forward to whoever shows up. You know, it could be anyone. And I think we're going to get like even some actor cameos, not just some, you know, like Star Wars character cameos. Because a lot of this comes down to the fact that this is like, and we said it on a little Bombad Cast May the 4th episode, this is going to be our generation's version of The Force Awakens, right? Mm-hmm. So put all your eggs in this basket. I think it's going to be fine, right? Like, you do everything you can to, like, you know, kind of round this story out. Do everything you can to bring in some characters we don't expect to see. Like, you know, is R2 going to be there, right? Like, is 3PO going to show? Like, that, this is how you do it, you know? Maybe that little look that, you know, Ben Kenobi gives R2 in A New Hope is going to make more sense now. Why they don't bring up something. I'd hope that's just part of the show. Give us answers A New Hope didn't. Like, Alden Diaz and Kelly Knox talked on the Oxygen Radio about this. I never thought about this. Like, here's a story thread I never thought about. In between Revenge of the Sith, You're My Brother, Anakin, all the way to A New Hope, he's like, now we got to kill Vader in A New Hope. Like, that's his goal. Right. This could be the show that shows us why he became that way. Because there could be a moment in this show where we're sitting there going, this makes sense why Ben Kenobi wanted Luke to go and face his father. Like, this just makes sense, right? So I'm hoping for more story beats rather than cameos. Like, I hope there's some things that are, like, story-related that are going to make more sense for A New Hope and connect, obviously, Revenge of the Sith and the whole overarching, you know, 10 years or the 20 years between those things just perfectly. I think it'd be awesome.
What if we have Jabba the Hutt, Scotty, introducing Han Solo to Greedo? Get that first introduction, right? And then after he, like, or Greedo introduces himself, and then Jabba comes to Han at the Falcon and says, hey, have you met Greedo? And it's the exact same scene. But, you know, like,
only if that episode is actually entitled McClunky.
Solo is hired to try to find Kenobi, and that's how Chewbacca and Obi-Wan know each other in A New Hope.
That's ridiculous. That's pretty cool, though.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. That'll be good.
That's my theory.
I love it. Man. I love it. Well, so we're excited for that, and we're, what, 3 weeks away? I mean,
y'all,
rolling up on Celebration, the Friday of Star Wars Celebration, which, again, sorry to bring up a sore subject.
Clank, I will not be there. Thank you very much.
Three of the four people on the screen will be at Celebration on that Friday when these two episodes drop. And the excitement is real. I mean, we're right there. We're knocking on the door.
Yay.
You get to run out of the house, don't you, while Pete's gone?
That's true.
He's gonna leave me in a corner. I know it. And don't feel bad for me, though. I'm fine. Never mind me.
You sound really
excited.
We'll have
him bring you a corn dog or something.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, there's a couple of other fun things that dropped from a media standpoint, and I don't know if any of you have had a chance to check them out. We got the Book of Boba Fett gallery episode. Did anybody get to watch that?
Yes.
Mr. Scotty, did you think about that? What were your big pulls?
There's a couple of things I will address about this, and I want to talk about a Bob Adcast at some point as well. But in particular, you know, we've had some really cool moments in this BTS gallery. Obviously, seeing Mark back with Rosario Dawson, with Graham, the guy that's his body double for the show, to see all that, y'all, was so incredible because so many people, and look, I'm not gonna call any names out, but they're like, I hate that they're gonna make digital acting a thing, that it's all synthetic. This is the furthest thing from it. Not only is Mark approving it, he is there on set. He is in the costume. They made two different costumes for this dude. They made one for Mark, who's, you know, in his 60s, and then they made one for Graham, who is probably in his 20s. Like, it's unbelievable how much they care. Then Dave, and you see Dave Filoni and Mark Hamill collaborating on a scene. I'm like, who would have thought we'd ever get this?
Super collaborative.
It's super collaborative. And like, it's so much more than a digital voice. It's so much more mm-hmm. than a deep fake now. They like said, we do a digital face. We do a deep fake. We do mark tracking. We do gram tracking. We make a combination of all four of those things to get the shot. And I'm like, this is why this episode, chapter six of Boba Fett, looks so much better than season two's finale. It just looked so, it looks so much more convincing. And like, I couldn't believe what I was watching in those moments. And they my favorite thing is they spent a lot of time on the technology, talking about the technology. Mm-hmm. And that was,
and they made it a point to talk about how it has gotten better. They talked about, and they did it in Mando season two. He said, we could only do so much. There was, I forget the name of the guy that they were, that was talking about it, but he made it a point in one section of that show to say, you know, for this time, we only could do this because the technology wasn't there yet. Uh-huh. But this technology is growing and evolving literally every day to the point where he's running and flipping in the woods again and doing training scenes and action scenes. And, you know, it does ask some weird questions about using somebody if they're not alive and that kind of thing, which I don't think that's where this is. But like you said, and Pete and I texted about this earlier today, the collaborative nature of Mark Hamill being there on set and a part of the process, like it reminded me of the amount of stuff that they continued to have Peter Mayhew do even when he was old and couldn't stand up and couldn't be, you know, and he and Jonas work side by side. And if it was a sitting down scene in the Falcon, they plugged him into that spot and made it work. But it's that, it's the recognition and the honoring of the legacy of these characters, which I think is really special, and it shows through in the filmmaking, showmaking.
And you give Mark Hamill another chance to play a character that he loves playing. And it's, I mean, and you know what's crazy? I'm under the belief now that Lucasfilm puts out certain leaks, so things like this don't leak. And it's so under the table, right? How all this kind of just moves together, and like that's something. Luke being in this show was something that should have totally gotten out there, but somehow they still shoot these things without anyone knowing, and you can see it on their faces how special this is, how secret this is. And it's just, I don't know, I'm and like, remember the part where they're making Grogu flip and how much time they're focusing on that? I'm like,
yeah, they're trying to make it do as much practical as possible.
Yes.
Well, and I loved when he said, I loved when he said, even if they weren't involved in a scene, those puppeteers were off in the corner trying to figure out how to make him do a backflip. They were like, literally, you know, when you get committed to something, I know you guys do this, Pete and I text about it all the time. I'm never satisfied when I'm creating something. So I'm always trying to figure out, how do I make it better? How do I improve it? And that goes into this filmmaking. One of the biggest things that struck me, and they cover it certainly in that shot at the very end where the entire cast and crew is under that little cover and they take the big picture. And he says something like, we've got a bunch of Jedis who love, like, the passion that goes into making these kind of shows with these folks that are doing this stuff over and over again. It creates that environment where you go, we love it and we want it to be better. So that's where your passion and that it shows through in the making of the shows.
It's incredible. Right. My other favorite moment, if you don't
mind. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Scotty.
My favorite moment that actually brought tears to my eyes, it was something that I don't think people would be as emotional by, but watching Doug Chang fly the N1 Starfighter hit so hard, because you got to think, I mean, 20 years ago, more than that, 23 years ago or 22, I don't remember. 23.
A long time ago.
When the Phantom Menace was made and he made that original design, right? I mean, him and George
collaborated on that a lot. It was a production sketch. It wasn't even originally a movie sketch.
Yeah. And like, to have that be a thing and then to see your work, kind of like Ralph McQuarrie, to see the work revitalized and changed, kind of like a Hot Rod would be, like, it was just so beautiful. And you could see how happy he was in the cockpit of an N1 Star. It was like, I was like, that. I love that guy, number one. But number two, like, that, could you imagine having that experience where it's something you've made, something you're proud of, and it gets
that's
to
like
come
his
back.
Baby.
It's his thing. He provided that design for Star Wars, and of course it's going to live on. I don't think they're blowing that one up. And I there may be a trope they do, but I really don't think when you spend a whole episode focusing on it, you know?
Not for a couple of seasons, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clanker.
But, oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm going to come to you next, Jerry. Clanker, did you have...
Let the robot talk. It's fine.
That's right. the droid is an equal part of this show tonight. Clanker, exactly. did you watch the gallery episode? Were there some things that, from your certainly very unique experience, stood out to you in watching that today?
Yeah, I did watch it. And like Scotty, there was a moment that brought a tear to my ear. Whatever. I don't have either, so it doesn't matter. But I was choked up when I watched the beautiful Ming-Na Wen. So excited to see a fellow droid in AT-8. And the very fact that she is such a nerd, like the three of you, it was fantastic. To see that moment, and it really tugged at the heartstrings that if I had, they would be tugged.
I agree with you. That was one of those moments that stood out to me as well. When she was like, I'm having a hard time focusing because AD-8 is right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And was it Matthew Wood that did AD-8?
No, it was Matthew Berry.
Matt Berry. Yeah. What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show.
Yes.
Anyhow, Jerry, what about you for that gallery episode?
Well, the thing that really, like, so I was like waiting for Cad Bane to show up. Okay.
Yeah.
In this thing. And just like in Book of Boba Fett, he shows up at the very end.
Yep.
And I found it very, it was very cool. I forget like how like practical it is. Like, you know, like that was the actor's actual mouth.
So right. crazy.
I think they said was insane. But then the way that I forget who was talking there, like they were describing the prosthetics that they created for the teeth. And I won't reveal everything, but we made them in a way that they would push the lips out. So it would look more like the, and I'm like, What'd you do to this man's mouth? What are the industry secrets with a pair of fake teeth that push your lips out that you're trying to keep in? Like, what is it? Like, did you surgically graft these to this man? Does he have those teeth for the rest of his life now? What's going on? Anyway.
That's pretty good.
These are the questions
actually.
I ask myself when I watch things. Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just fun. And I've said it many times on my show, many times, basically anytime somebody puts a microphone in front of my face, I'm such a sucker for process and behind the scenes and how are things made. And to hear people like, honestly, Robert Rodriguez, who is not my favorite director. And we talked about that in those early episodes when Pete and I were doing the Friday night streaming Star Wars and Book of Boba Fett. You know, his episodes were not my favorite episodes. The season two Mando episode, where Boba goes ham with the gaffy stick before he gets the armor back. That was fantastic. I love that episode. But the more colorful, you know, some of that kind of stuff did not work as well for me in Book of Boba Fett. But again, the passion and the desire, and honestly, it made me listening to him talk about the finale. And when he went he was like, I want to direct this, but he assumed that, you know, Favreau would do it. And he went to him. Watching that segment of that made me go, I really want to go watch that finale again. Like, well, I haven't yet.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up. I was on the phone with Eric Kahneman earlier, and we were talking particularly about how that finale was underwhelming, but for the reason because chapter 6 was so unbelievable that we got that. So we all kind of expected that chapter 7 was going to be just as huge, right? But it really wasn't in terms of, you know, cameos, in terms of moments. But you got to think, if you wanted to list that episode, you've got obviously Cad Bane's really involved in it. Okay. You even got those two giant droid battles, right? You've got the, you've got the Rancor there. You've got, you know, Mando showing up, Grogu showing up. Like it was just an insane, you know, feat that they had to, you know, hit with that last episode. And like, it worked. And like hearing them talk about it so passionately kind of made me go, you know what? That really was a great finale. As much as it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, I still got so much more out of it after hearing them talk about it, right? After
I agree. Building it created a post-appreciation for me that I didn't necessarily have. And even, what's his name? Machete.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, his little bit talking, and I say little because we've learned recently that Danny Trejo is sneaky short. He's like 5'6". I think it was actually Michael Knipp's brother-in-law who ran into him somewhere and got a picture with him a couple months ago. But hearing him talk about the Rancor and dogs and like, there's a passion there and there's an enjoyment and there's a like, I get to do this thing that I love. And, you know, like you said, the Ming-Na Wen part, like,
he's such a sweetheart.
Passion shines through. Mm-hmm. And when there's passion about this kind of stuff, it just makes it that much more fun. And so I really do think I have a different appreciation even now. I will say I was disappointed that we didn't get Timothy Oliphant talk in the gallery episode.
Oh, yeah.
But I also think they're keeping those cards close to the vest because obviously there's more to come for Cobb Vanth.
Right.
Yeah, that was interesting. They also didn't bring up, I don't know if it was because of maybe the quote-unquote discourse it calls, but no, nothing about the bikes, which I thought was going to be a focus at one point. That kind of surprised me. I was like, nothing about the bikes, you know?
Well, and they showed it in that shot with Robert Rodriguez, the green one, and putting his hands on it and setting up that shot.
Yeah.
But
I will say Tamora Morrison's commitment to the role was just so much a part of that, you know, documentary, right? Like the coolest thing ever. And you know what? I really hope we get it one day. None of us in this group or in this chat have ever read a, you know, Jon Favreau Star Wars script. And to hear Tamora Morrison read that script out loud, I was like, yo, that would be one of the coolest. Like, imagine like getting a copy of that one day, right? And like getting a chance to read that because it was so epic, you know? And I was like, my God, like, that's, you know, now I am part of their group, you know? Like, it was so cool to see it play out verbally rather than have to interpret the whole Gaffy Step making session, the whole, you know, the whole tribal dance at the end. Like, that was just, man, that was beautiful. Like, I cannot wait. I hope they publish those scripts. We need to read those because they're so good.
And you could tell it spoke to him, and to have that long-term connection. And like when he talks about George Lucas saying, hey, if you do this thing, you should get Tamora Morrison back to do it. Like, again, it's the
like
George
they
Lucas
ever thought about.
Moment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Go you ahead, know what Jerry. Else wasn't addressed? I was just going to say. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's good. I was just going to say, like, they would choose to cast someone else. Is my thing that George thought that they would be like, hey, you know, don't cast someone else because I like Tim. He's a good guy.
I was surprised, and I'm thinking they're waiting for the second season or something down the line. Nothing about the Daniel Logan deepfake moments were mentioned either, which I thought was interesting because that was the establishing shot of the whole show. And I thought they were going to do a return to Kamino, a discussion about, you know, whatever, anything dealing with that. But they kind of left that, you know, up in the air. So I'm hoping we get something later down the lines of like, what was that artistic choice? And we know what it is, but like, kind of tell us what was the decision from a Favreau Filoni point of view. And Steph Green, by the way, Steph Green's my new favorite. Like,
I love
she cared.
Yeah, and same for me with Bryce Dallas Howard, and I've said that since she's been involved from the beginning.
Oh man,
I was watching it while I was working in my office today. I was putting some furniture together for something at work, and so I had an earbud in, and I had my phone on my desk. And as soon as she started talking, I had to stop what I was doing and go listen because I'm so attuned to. I mean, I just think she's great, and I love what she's doing with Star Wars. So I want to see more of that. I want to see more of that involvement. Clanker, did you have any other final thoughts on the gallery episode?
Well, I did want to comment that what a lot of people may not be aware of is the dental program available for clones is incredible. Did you see Tamora Morrison's teeth? Holy cow.
They're pretty
legit.
They
had
a good set of pearls.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
you're right. you're definitely right. Well, I want to do a couple of quick other things, and then we did say to our, you know, friends that are tuning in tonight, we want to hear how they celebrated Star Wars Day. So we're going to put the link up in just a few minutes in the chat, see if anybody wants to jump in, join us, tell us about their Star Wars Day. But before we do that, another thing that dropped today, just kind of quickly, was the Skywalker Sound documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried it was going to be an Apple TV Plus exclusive. It's not.
Me too.
It's on YouTube.
Yes.
And my Apple TV Plus literally expired last week, and that's why I was mad about it.
Oh, man.
But it's on YouTube. It's about 16 minutes. And again, for people who are a sucker for behind the scenes, process story, all that kind of stuff,
cool.
It's really great. And I mean, just to see them sitting there, they're talking about Foley, they're talking about editing. And of course, it's a Mac commercial, which is ultimately what's behind it.
Yeah.
But it's phenomenal. And it's not just Star Wars. They talk about Encanto, they show some Marvel stuff.
You know,
that
it's funny.
Really great.
Primarily focus on the prequels, which really
a lot of prequels.
I was like,
I think
what?
That's Kenobi nods. I mean, they get him.
You
with,
might be right. Yeah,
Boga.
You might be right.
You know that scene with Boga showing it with the audio dropped out. You know all that kind of stuff.
Pretty cool.
you know, it there's a little cross promotion going on for the show there, but but it was still really cool. So I don't know if y'all have anything you want to add to that one in particular, but it was a fun.
I have one thing
minutes.
I will say. It was cool to listen to Star Wars with just the sounds, dialogue, right? No music over it. I've never seen that scene for Revenge of the Sith where they show the clone vehicles flying into an Utapau with just the sound. I'm like, man, I would honestly consider watching a Star Wars movie that is sound only and also, you know, music only, where if they had those, like they did with TLJ. Like, that'd be really cool just because it's an interesting way to approach it, you know. And there's at one point they're like, yeah, we have about 100 sounds layered for just these like few seconds. I'm like, someone sat there and was like, okay, that blaster there, boom. That, like, I'm like, that is insane. And also I love seeing the workload clanker. You would have loved it. You would have loved
That's
it.
Another droid entirely.
They showed nothing but a bunch of I guess you could say computers just like all in their server room. I mean, you would have gotten it. You would have blew a bolt.
there's so many places to go with that line that I'm going to pass, but thank you very much for thinking of me.
You're welcome, Cranker.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We've got a couple of friends who have called in, and we want to talk to them about their Star Wars day. First of all, one of our favorite people, one of our people that we run into all the time, the fabulous and amazing Boop is present and ready to join us.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
My cryptid.
Fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, wonderful cryptid?
Oh, you know, I am just, you know, crypting around, just creeping in the forests of West Virginia throughout the Georgia area as well, you know. Scaring
hi to the Flatwoods Monster for me, you know?
Of course. He's my buddy. He lives in my backyard.
Nice.
Boop, did you do anything special for your Star Wars day?
I do what I did every day, and that is appreciate my friends. I made a very sentimental message to our Pickle Friends group chat this morning, and I told them, you know, we would not have the friendship and the community that we have now without Star Wars. And I am insanely thankful for that. Like I said, me and John, we started the podcast that we have, the Nerd Herder podcast. For those of you who don't know, give us a click.
Yep.
We have questionable opinions.
You're going to love it.
We started that during a very dark time in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we needed to talk about something that we loved and we needed hope from that. And so we started a podcast about Star Wars, and it's okay. You know, it's a podcast, palatable garbage, is what I like to say.
And they're good people.
Thank you. You precious, precious boys. Stop it.
And they'll be guests on Nick's Podcast of the Wills next Thursday. Week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Dropped his standards.
This guy's always on. He's always on.
Clanker's always ready with a promo.
It's my job. Right. It's the only thing I get to do.
It's programming.
It's true.
My entire existence.
Yeah, like, without Star Wars, we would not have the, I'm going to call it a family, that we've grown over the past few years, and I am very thankful for that.
Also, say a found family, right?
Yeah, they're in the family. That's right.
We do that every day, though.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what's great too? These days come around, and it's one of these things. Obviously, with me being a teacher, the kids are like, "May the Fourth be with you all day." But like, you know, it's weird. Like, a lot of people were like sending me texts that I wouldn't normally text. Say, "May the Fourth be with you." You know, if they know what you do and they're happy to see you happy like that, it's like an acknowledgement, right? It's like, we know this is your thing. I hope you had a great day. You know, they might not know we got a Kenobi trailer. They might not know what the hell Apple, the Macintosh ad was. Like, they just don't know these things, but like, they know it's special to somebody. And it's kind of cool to see the world, even just for a moment, acknowledge it. And and kind of focus on the positive aspect of it. Because before you know it, that first episode of Kenobi is going to come out and someone's not going to like it. And it's going to be just part of the experience again. But today,
because as Pete coined on Streaming Star Wars, because the internet likes to be mad. His words.
There you go. Boop, I want to say this because I think it's important because it plays into what you've been saying. Today was like an appetizer, right? We've got our main meal coming up in like 3 weeks. Like we've got a lot of stuff coming out. Like truly, like we've got not only we're going to get trailers for other stuff, announcements, dates, probably footage for other stuff. We're going to get all kinds of stuff at Celebration on top of the first episode. So leave us with this, Star Wars. Please don't give us any more TV spots. Like, we don't want to – we want to be able to go into this show just, you know.
Save the stuff. Yeah.
Save the stuff. Like, just keep it easy, you know.
Let us have this palate cleanser before we get into, the, like, the real meaty stuff. Like, this is, like, the blue shrimp salad that you eat at on the boat. Not the boat, the ship, you know?
Yeah, on the spaceship.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's the blue shrimp.
All right.
The Kool-Aid shrimp. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I'm so glad that you have jumped in to share with us tonight. Before we get you out of here, I'm going to give Clanker the last word. Clanker, do you have any questions for Boop? Anything you need to follow up on? Any business between the two of you?
No, but next time you do your roasts, man, tie me on, man. I would love to be a part of that with you. Because as you know, I don't seem to like anybody. So I would be happy to help. And I have opinions. Oh, I have opinions.
Oh, he has opinions.
I'd be happy to be a part of it. All right, yeah. Let's team up and roast the internet.
Of course.
Love it. Fantastic. Boop, thank you so much for jumping in tonight. It's so good to see you, and we hope that you have a fabulous rest of the last little bit of your Star Wars day.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely. See you
always
soon.
Stay bomb bad, Boop. Stay bomb bad.
I said,
oh, I'm important.
Oh, never look mind. At you.
I was
all right, so that was a ton of fun. We're so thankful for Boop jumping in. We have another caller. Yes. We have another good friend. Brian is here. Are y'all want to talk to Brian?
I love
Brian. Yeah, bring him in.
Brian.
Scotty, you are very special.
That's right.
And I love you.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The most special, some might say.
Oh.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're excellent. Doing great. Glad to see you tonight.
I'm happy to, you know, forgo my pre-work nap so I could come hang out with you guys tonight.
Hey, there we go.
You are special.
I got my coffee.
See, nice. There you go.
Just do what I do. Nap while you're at work.
No, but my Star Wars day started out, you know, overnight. Star Wars night started out watching Moon Knight. But then we quickly, right after that, I went into watching a random surprise recording of Bombad that popped up.
Hey!
What's that? What?
Yep. Been a while since we've done one of those.
Quite a few dry shavings and fart surprises in that one, I think there were. So, yes.
Yeah. I tried to get some Ahsoka hilts, but that didn't work out.
Oh, dude.
No, you can still get them on eBay for like $900.
Yeah, but no.
And just trying to help you out, my friend. I'm just, you know, I can point you in the direction, but you have to make the move.
Well, and I saw somebody else make the point on Twitter at some point after all those other messages came out, because you weren't the only one that got shafted on the Ahsoka hilts. Several people pointed out they're the same ones as the Galaxy's Edge ones. Yeah. They just have a fancier box that comes with it.
Wow. Huh. Interesting.
It's an extra $100 box, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. As one
with a serial number on it.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. Biggest difference.
That's what you want. So you can file it off. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, other than
that gallery episode?
No. My plan is to not do that at work tonight.
Nice.
But
I like where your head's at.
Yeah. But after listening to Tatooine Sons, I went and watched The Last Jedi tonight.
My man.
Oh, that's great. Good choice. Yes. Why? If you don't mind me asking, why Last Jedi?
It's just one of those you know, it got in my head after Dave posted and was asking for the little voice clips and stuff that I recorded one at 3 a.m. It sounded like I was doing it at 3 a.m. but this morning after this afternoon after I woke up, we threw on the Last Jedi while we were waiting for my kids to get home from school.
Nice.
And then we all watched it when they got home.
That's awesome. It's funny, I guess my brain right now, and I'm sure many of us are like, Kenobi, let's get some prequels in, you know, let's really focus on, you know, kind of where we are in terms of canon. But TLJ would have been the one, if I had not been thinking about Kenobi this whole day in these past 2 weeks, I would have probably watched a sequel trilogy movie as well. Just because it's still refreshing, right? It doesn't feel like you're rewatching something you grew up watching. So it's still new to you. Yeah. So that was a good choice, Brian. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we just did the prequel series at my house a couple weeks ago. So
nice. That's the way to go.
I just started that with my kids last weekend. My wife was out of town for work, and my oldest child of the twins, I've talked about this a million times, she's my Star Wars kid. Everybody else is, you know, either don't care or passing interest or whatever. But my middle child, who's about to be 10, she came to me a couple weeks ago. She's like, Dad, I really want to learn about Star Wars. Will you? And I was like, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought, let's start with episode one and let's work our way through. So mom was out of town. So Friday night we watched one. Saturday night we watched two.
Nice.
And even the other twin, who usually doesn't really care about Star Wars, she's like, I can't wait for the next one. Like, I've kind of got them in this moment right now.
Nice.
They're hooked and they want to keep going. So we're working our way through and we'll see how long it lasts. But I love that you kind of had that recent prequel moment because we've done that too.
That's your child saying, Dad, you're neglecting me. I'll do whatever you need me to do. Pay attention to me.
No, well, she knew we were going down the galaxy's edge. So that's why we did it.
Oh, that's smart too. That's smart too. Yeah, the Galaxy's Edge route, and then you know that's all sequel trilogy based as well. Like you got all those things you can focus on. You know, and that's the crazy thing is, and look, I gotta say it right now, just because it's important. Disney has done nothing but great things with the brand, especially May the 4th. Before 2015, I don't even know if it existed. Right? Like I didn't think it was actually a thing. So here we are now, and we've got all these special things that are dropping on this day. Like they're finally taking advantage of it. With Bad Batch last year, this year, Kenobi. I mean, we got all kinds of cool stuff. The gallery episode. So it's just, it's pretty dope. It's awesome. Impact. It's been a good day. It's been a really good day.
It's been a fantastic day. And Brian, I'm so glad that you jumped in to share with us about your day. It's good to see your face. It's good to hear your voice. And
good to see all you boys. You're
gonna, you know, it's good. We know you're going to have to start getting ready to work again soon. So you skip that nap just for us.
That's very polite of you.
That's right. You know, make the droid feel like a person too.
I don't want to feel like a person. Trust me.
Awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming in tonight, and we're going to send you on your way. And
all right, guys,
we're going to hopefully see you again sometime soon.
All right, awesome,
Brian.
Awesome. May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Stay bombad.
That's right.
Stay bombad. Woo!
It's time for a couple of plugs. Clanker, that's we're going to let you go first. Do you have anything you need to promote? Anything that Pete's doing that you want to talk about?
Well, Pete's dropping another episode tomorrow that's not me as the guest, but it is a couple people who have art that will be at Star Wars Celebration that I won't be at, but more salt in the wound, if you will. But, so he's got an episode this tomorrow, and... yeah, I think that's the best that I can. And, of course, that new show on Saturday mornings.
Hey, absolutely. Also, the fantastic episode where you talked to, or I guess, I'm sorry, not you, Cranker, where Pete talked to Scott Chernoff and Dan Madsen, my all-time favorite episode of ATG. Y'all re-released that, right? And kind of revamped a little bit of it?
Yeah, and I think the most important thing about Star Wars Celebration 1 was there was the very first full-size battle droid on display, and that was Star Wars Celebration number
that's
one.
That's like the dangleweed.
The dangleweed.
I will never forget Spielberg. He asked me to be in a couple films, and there's just no way after the disrespect he showed my people with a dangleweed. The hell's the matter with him? I'll show him a dangleweed, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell my mom, guys.
Scotty and Jerry, Bombad Cast tomorrow night. What do you guys have going on?
We're reviewing Multiverse of Madness right after it drops. We're going to be going to the movie. It's going to be a late stream of Bombad Cast.
Late one.
Might not be too long unless we do get some crazy stuff. I almost forget that's happening tomorrow. Like, that's going to be a wild flick. So we got
We're going to have, like, it's all spoilers, too. So, again, if you're not watching it tomorrow, you might want to wait until after you watch Multiverse of Madness.
That's right.
But, yeah, on Bombadcast, we are going to be – that's what we're going to be covering tomorrow. So, and what else we got going on, Scotty?
I know we got a couple of things in the works for Celebration, obviously. If you haven't yet, make sure you get your Mountain Dew Stay Bombad logo shirt. I got some buttons on the way. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for you. I know Pete and Nick do as well for Celebration. So we're going to do like kind of a celebration in the next 2 weeks, more than likely, a like, you know, plans and discussion for what we're going to end up, you know, doing at the convention itself. But, you know, I had a great time this evening. Nick, thank you for putting this together. Sincerely. Yes, this is something I didn't realize I needed to do. This was a fun night. Seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So much and thank you, Claire, as well for allowing us to be in the same space as you.
Well, thank you all for being with us, and I wish I had something more wise-ass to say, but I have apparently run out of comments, but that has never stopped me from just talking and talking and talking, so make sure to follow us on all your... No, we're not doing that part? Okay,
all right. Crinker, you can do the Stay Bombad. Have you ever heard of this? Our show has this little tagline where we say, Stay Bombad. Can you actually give us a good Stay Bombad before we play our little outro clip?
I absolutely can. Stay Bombad. Well, that wraps it up for this episode of Streaming Star Wars. Make sure to like, subscribe, share, rate, and review it. And if you really had fun, please consider our Patreon program at atgcast.com or patreon.com/ATGCast. Make sure to follow us on all your social media channels at ATGCast. And, you know, tell somebody about the show. Like, just give somebody a call. Meet somebody randomly on the street. Be careful, though. You know, you pick who you're going to talk to. Don't just talk to any stranger. But actually, you know, if they have a Star Wars shirt on, then you can say, hey, you know, there's this great group of podcasts on ATGCast.com. Hey, you should check it out. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and may the Force be with you. Roger, roger.